Chapter 14. Young Love. While he was gone, Kathy and Hareton sat together and continued with their reading lesson. It was wonderful to watch them together. Don't forget that they were both my children, and I was proud of them. With Kathy's help, Hareton has changed into a warm and intelligent young gentleman. When I was with them, it was easy to forget time. And when Mr. Heathcliff came in late and saw us all together, we did not hear him at first. The light from the fire shone on their beautiful young heads as they lifted their eyes together to look at him. Have you noticed how their eyes are the same? They are Catherine Earnshaw's eyes. But Hareton looks much more like her than Kathy. He made them both leave and then he turned to me. It's a strange ending, isn't it? He said. I could hit them. But why? I don't care, Nellie. I don't enjoy hurting them now. Nellie, a change is happening. I'm not interested in my life. I forget to eat or drink. I won't speak about Kathy and I don't want to think about her. But Hareton affects me differently. I see Catherine everywhere, Nellie. I see her in every cloud and in every tree. Everything in the world tells me that she lived and I have lost her. Hareton looks like Catherine, and that is why I prefer not to see him. But what do you mean by a change, Mr. Heathcliff? I asked. Are you ill? No, he replied. With my strong body, I know I can live for many years. But I don't want to, Nellie. I have to tell myself to breathe. I only want one thing and everything is moving that way. I'm sure that it will happen soon. Oh God, it has been a long fight. I want it to be finished. After that evening, Mr. Heathcliff stopped having meals with us, and he started to spend a lot of time outside. But it was strange because when we saw him, he did not seem unhappy. He seemed bright and excited, like something good was going to happen. One evening I heard him go downstairs and out of the front door. I did not hear him come back, and the next morning he was still away. The next day and the next evening he still did not return. When I woke up, it was raining. I walked around the house and saw that his bedroom window was open. He cannot be in bed, I thought. He must be downstairs or outside. But when I opened the door to his bedroom, he was lying there on his back. His dark eyes met mine, and at first I did not think he was dead. But then I saw that his face and clothes were wet from the rain. When I put my fingers on his cold skin, I knew that he was dead. We buried him next to Catherine's body. She lies now with Mr. Linton on one side and Mr. Heathcliff on the other. Hareton cried as he dropped the earth over his grave. Heathcliff had been like a father to him, and he could not see that Heathcliff had also been a terrible man. I hope that Mr. Heathcliff rests quietly in his grave. But once I was walking to Thrushcross Grange one evening, and I met a boy with some sheep. He was crying and shaking. What's the matter? I asked him. Heathcliff and a woman are on the moor, he cried. I was too frightened to pass them. I couldn't see anything, but neither the boy nor the sheep would go forward. I don't like walking on the moor at night now.
After that, Nelly went silent. So, who will live here now? I asked. Only Joseph, she replied. Hareton and Kathy will get married and go to Thrushcross Grange. Joseph and the ghosts, I said. No, Mr. Lockwood, she replied, shaking her head. I believe the dead sleep quietly. I decided to visit the graves on my way home and found them easily near their low stone wall. I stood staring at them for a long time. The autumn sky above my head was kind, and a soft wind blew gently over the grass. And as I stood there, I suddenly felt sure that Nelly was right, that these three people were sleeping quietly in that silent ground.
Penguin Readers, Wuthering Heights, Emily Bronte, Level 5. Retold by Anna Truin, illustrated by Hannah Peck, Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Gabrielle Glaister and Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.